Welcome into Coach Speak, brought to you by Carl Otto of Webster City here on 95.7 KQWC. Sports Director Quinn Douglas here on this Monday evening as starting off our program. We're talking girls basketball tonight as Webster City girls basketball coach Marty McKinney joins us. Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us.
You bet. Thanks for having me, Quinn.
So as we take a look at your team coming into this 2025-26 season, definitely have a lot of pieces back from last year's team, the pieces that were big contributors. You lose your top two scorers in Olivia Galantine and Marissa Hedin from last year's team, but still a lot of complimentary pieces back, ready to take the next step here in 2025. And just through off-season workouts, open gyms, stuff like that, what are some things that have stood out to you about the work these girls have put in getting ready to come into this season?
Yeah, we definitely have some big shoes to fill with Olivia Galantine and Marissa Hedin graduating. But at the same time, as you mentioned, we have a lot of girls that played. Between Evie Davis, Tristan, Liv Burns, Lovie Prusman, Avery Poppin, we've got girls that have played a lot of minutes, and all of those girls had started at some point. So, we're excited. We're gonna play a little bit of a different style than we did last year. Last year, we were just kind of getting our feet wet with me being first year as the head coach and a lot of fundamental things and whatever. But this year, we're kind of hitting the ground running a little bit better, a little bit more, and having a year under our belt. And we had a great summer. Went to some camps and did some things, and I think we're going to be really competitive out of the gate, and we're going to get after people.
And kind of looking at your team by position group, you talked about those returners coming back, like Evie Davis, Olivia Burns, Lovie Prusman, so on and so forth. And that's a healthy mix of guards and posts. But, take a look at the guards first. Obviously, you talk about Olivia Burns and Tristan Wright, Lovie Prusman kind of being the three that lead that pack in terms of coming back as a ball handler. Who are some others as of right now, you see having a good chance to compete, to contribute, and contribute a lot for this team here in that backcourt?
Yeah, you mentioned Tristan and Liv and Lovie, and those girls played a lot last year, and they were all young. Besides Liv, she was a junior and a senior, but Tristan and Lovie were sophomores, so they kind of went. It was kind of trial by fire a little bit, and they've got a lot more confidence going into this year and a lot more experience, and they played a lot of volleyball and such. So we're going to lean on them a lot. But we've got Jalen Barnifus as a sophomore. She's going to be a girl that's going to have the ball in her hands quite a bit. She's going to take over for Galantine a little bit at the point. And she's a sophomore. She played a little bit for us as a freshman, but she was played on her JV team. But she's got some varsity experience at the volleyball level, and she played shortstop at softball. So she knows what it takes to be successful at the varsity level. So we're definitely going to lean on our guards defensively too. We're going to try to play a very aggressive style defensively and pick up a little bit more full court than we did last year, and try to dictate some things at the defensive end and maybe create some offense out of that.
And looking at the front court with your posts, obviously Evie Davis, and she's coming off of a great sophomore volleyball season. I think a lot of people are hoping she carries that confidence into the basketball season here for your club. And who else are people to watch for in terms of that post position that could definitely help contribute alongside Evie Davis?
Yeah, obviously Evie is going to be a big focal point for our team at both the offensive and defensive end. She's our leading returning rebounder at 6 per game, and a lot of the things that we do offensively are going to go through her. She was a freshman last year, so again, she was one of those that kind of got thrown into the fire a little bit, and she's starting to mature, and she had a great volleyball season, and we're definitely going to lean on her with a lot of things. But Avery Poppin is another one. I don't know if she's a true post. We played her a lot in the post last year, but she might play a little more on the perimeter, but she'll definitely go inside a little bit. But she started quite a few games last year, and then we've got a senior, Ashley Neidegger, that is also going to step in. She's maybe right now our best post as far as pure post moves. So we're going to play a lot of girls. I think that's going to be one of our advantages this year, is we're going to be our depth. I think we're going to go 8, 9, maybe even 10 deep, which is one of the reasons why we want to be able to you know, play a style that we're going to be aggressive on defense and get after people that we, because we have the depth that we do.
And you look at your schedule here, obviously it's not too long before your team sees game action. You have the Jamboree in Marshalltown a week from tomorrow where you guys will take on Baxter. And then you have a couple of non-conference games before Thanksgiving with a home game against Boone on a Friday, then a road trip to Carroll on the Tuesday before Thanksgiving. And you'll look at that Jamboree coming up and the games coming up, where, you know, from where your team will be once practice begins. What are some things you and the staff are looking at most in these first couple, in the Jamboree in these first couple games?
Yeah, as an ex-boys coach, this all happens a lot quicker on the girls' side. I'm used to over 2 weeks of practice and a couple scrimmages before we're playing games, and on the girls' side, we're already playing a game the second week. So I think we'll be ready to go. We are going to have a scrimmage against South Hamilton this coming Saturday, so we're going to have some with that in our Jamboree next Tuesday at Marshalltown. We're going to have some game-like experience before Boone comes to town. And again, you know, everything last year was new as far as them getting to know me and getting some experience. But this year, I think we're just so much further ahead, just knowing what I expect of them, knowing our philosophies and everything that, you know, just planning out day one. Last year, it was starting from scratch, and this year we're going. We're going to be getting after it right here on day one, and so we're excited. And you know, we know our schedule is going to be tough. The non-conference is, you know, Boone's always a good game for us to kind of just see where we're at. And then Carroll was really good last year, so they've got a lot of talent. And get into our conference, and Algona is going to be really good. They had three sophomore starters off of a NCC championship team that went undefeated in our conference last year. So they're obviously look to be the team to beat until somebody beats them. And Clear Lake has a lot of girls back off a young team that played really well at the end of the year. So, but we're excited. I think looking up and down the schedule, I think there's a lot of games that we can be really competitive in and that we can compete and pick up a few more wins this year.
Coach, thanks for taking the time to talk to us, and we'll talk to you again here before things get underway in the regular season.
All right, thanks, Quinn. We appreciate the support.
Yep, that was Marty McKinney, the head girls basketball coach of the Webster City Lynx, here on our Coach Speak program. We're back with South Hamilton coach Mark Henderson after the break on 95.7 FM.